বাবা সাকার মুরলি, ডেট 10th February 2023, ওম শান্তি। এসেন্স, সুইট চিলড্রেন, দ্য ফাদার গিভস ইউ দ্য নলেজ অফ হোয়াট ইজ লিমিটেড অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ইজ আনলিমিটেড অ্যান্ড দেন টেকস ইউ বিয়ন্ড দ্যাট টু ইয়র হোম। দ্য গোল্ডেন অ্যান্ড সিলভার এজেস আর লিমিটেড অ্যান্ড দ্য কপার অ্যান্ড আয়ন এজেস আর আনলিমিটেড। কোয়েশ্চন, who can remain firm in the knowledge that they have received from the Father? Answer, those who remain completely pure. If you don't remain pure, you are unable to imbibe knowledge. All of this knowledge can only be imbibed by a pure, golden-aged intellect. Only such children are able to become master knowledgeful, the same as the Father. Question, by making effort, what stage will your children reach? Answer, all the wrong thoughts that you have been having will end. Your intellect's yoga will be connected to the One Father. Your intellects will become golden vessels, and you will continue to imbibe all the jewels that the Father gives. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you sweetest spiritual children every day. It has been explained to you children that this world cycle passes through the phases of knowledge, devotion and disinterest. You have to go beyond the limited and the unlimited. It is said, beyond the limited and the unlimited. Therefore, keep the knowledge of having to go beyond the limited and the unlimited in your intellects. It is also said of the Father, beyond the limited and the unlimited. The meaning of this too has to be understood. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children the topic, there is knowledge, devotion and then disinterest. You know that knowledge is the day when it is the new world. There is no devotion there. That is a limited world because there are very few human beings there. Then, gradually, it expands. Devotion begins after half a cycle. When there is knowledge, that is, when it is the day, there is no sannyas religion. There is no disinterest. There is no sannyas or renunciation there. All of these things have to remain in your intellects. The world continues to expand gradually. The number of living beings also grows. Souls continue to come from the supreme abode. It begins with the limited and it is now unlimited. So, the Father is beyond the limited and the unlimited. There are very few children in the limited world. And then, the world continues to expand. You now have to go beyond even this. This is called the unlimited. At first, there was a limited number of souls. They played their parts in the golden and silver ages. There is a vast difference between the 900,000 and the billions of human beings who just go into the unlimited. People try to find out how high the sky is and how deep the ocean is, but they cannot reach the end of those. They try so hard to go up above. They have to have sufficient fuel so that they can also come back. They cannot go into the unlimited. They can only remain within their limits. The Father explains to you the secrets of going beyond what is limited and what is unlimited. At first, in the new world, it is limited. There are very few people at that time. You should have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. No one has this knowledge. They don't even know the Father. It is only the Father who is beyond what is limited and unlimited, who explains all of these secrets to you. Therefore, the Father sits here and tells you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. The Father says, children, go beyond even this. There is nothing. Here, there is just the sky and water everywhere. Where there is no land, that is called beyond the limited and the unlimited. No one can reach the end of that. They say infinite, infinite, but no one knows the meaning of that. Only the Father gives you the full understanding because He is elevated, that is, He is very sensible. It is only by understanding all of these things that you can become very sensible beads of the rosary. No human being can understand the secrets of the Creator or the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Only the Father explains this. He says, I am seeing the limited and I go into the unlimited. There are so many religions. This is how establishment takes place. The Golden Age is a limited world, and the Iron Age is an unlimited world. Then, beyond the limited and the unlimited, is our land of peace, our sweet home. The Golden Age is also a sweet home. There is peace and also the fortune of the kingdom there. There are both happiness and peace. When you go home, there is just peace there. There is no mention of happiness there. You are now establishing both peace and happiness. There is no mention of peacelessness there. There is peacelessness because of the five vices. No one in the world knows this. After half a cycle, there is the kingdom of Ravan. Those people say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. They don't understand anything, and this is why they are corrupt, unhappy, and impure. They don't have any manners at all. They used to have divine manners, but they now have no manners, but devilish traits instead. This is an unlimited drama. It is said that you are now going beyond the limited and the unlimited, very, very far away. People don't know anything about this play or who the greatest of all is. God is the highest on high. This is why it is said, only you know your ways and means. You children now understand everything. However, you are also number wise. The Father sits here and explains how far his intellect goes. It goes beyond the limited and the unlimited. There is nothing there. That is the residence of your children, Brahmand, the great element of Brahm. You are sitting here in the element of sky and you cannot see anything of it. There is nothing but space. They say that the radio is sound from the ether, sky. The sky is a big element and no one can reach its end. What would people understand about the sound from the sky? Sound comes from someone's mouth, space in the mouth. This is called sound from the ether. Sound comes from a mouth. Sound doesn't come from a nose or ears. The Father sits in this body and explains to you children through this mouth. Only you children know what the Father is. Just as we are souls, so Baba is the highest on high soul. Everyone has received a number wise part. The Father is the highest on high. And then, as you come down, all enter the play number wise. In the new world, there are first of all Lakshmi and Narayan, and then there are those who are with them in the new world. Look at the rosary. At the top is the tassel, flower, God, the highest on high. And then there is the dual bead. Then see how the rosary grows. All of this is in the study. You have this whole study in your intellects, the seed and the tree. The seed is up above. The Father, the Creator, has sat and explained to you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. This is the Kalpa tree of the world. Its age is accurate. There can be no difference of even a second in it. You have received so much knowledge. Only those who become pure are able to remain strong in this. Otherwise, they are unable to imbibe knowledge. If you have a pure vessel, a golden-aged intellect, you will be able to imbibe knowledge easily, just as Baba has. You will become master knowledgeful, number wise. No one, apart from the Father, can explain these secrets. You will neither be able to hear it from the mouths of deities, nor from impure human beings. Only the Father tells you, and also only now at the confluence age do you listen to it. Only once does the Father become the Father, Teacher, and Satguru. He is playing his part now, and he will then play his part again after 5,000 years. Annihilation doesn't take place. So, first is the Father, the highest on high, Shiv, and then the highest on high dual bead, the Emperor and Empress, who will then become Adidev and Adidevi at the end. You have all the knowledge in your intellects, but it is number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Anyone you relate this knowledge to will be amazed. No one, apart from the knowledgeful Father, can give this knowledge. It is very easy for you children to imbibe this. It isn't difficult, but the main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. These jewels will be able to stay in a golden vessel. These are the highest on high jewels. Baba was a jeweler of jewels too. When he acquired very beautiful jewels, he would place them on cotton wool in a silver box. He would then open the box and show them as something first class. Good things only look nice in good containers. Those ears of yours are vessels, and you listen with them. Because you are imbibing this, they have to be golden, pure. That is, your intellects have to be completely connected in yoga to the Father. If your intellect's yoga isn't right, nothing will be retained by your intellect. You mustn't even have wrong thoughts. All storms have to stop. By making effort, you will reach this stage. By removing your intellects from everywhere else and continuously connecting them to me, your vessels will become golden. Continue to donate to others. Bharat is a great donor. People donate a lot of wealth, etc. in Bharat. These donations are of the imperishable jewels of knowledge which the Father gives to you children. Renounce your bodies and all bodily relations and connect your intellects to the One. We belong to the Father, that's all. Baba tells you your aim and objective. It is the duty of your children to make effort. Only then will you be able to claim a high status. You mustn't have wrong thoughts. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He explains to you all the secrets beyond what is limited and unlimited. I go beyond the limited and the unlimited. You too are beyond the limited and the unlimited. When you don't have any thoughts, etc., you will then also go beyond. While living at home with your families, you have to become like a lotus flower. Let your hands do the work and your hearts be in remembrance of Baba. While moving along, some children break away and they fail. You will come to know everything. Maya also swallowed very good Maharathis. They are no longer here today. They left the Father and took asylum with Maya. The student goes ahead and the teacher becomes caught by Maya. It is like traitors who go and seek refuge with others. They go to the side that they see is powerful. You know that it is the One Father who has a lot of strength. He is the Almighty Authority. He is giving us elevated teachings and making us into the masters of the world. There is nothing lacking for which you would have to make effort. There is nothing there that you don't have. That too is number-wise, according to the efforts you make. No one, apart from the unlimited Father, knows these things. You are worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. You are now making effort to become worthy of worship once again. The more you stay in remembrance of Baba, the sooner the storms of Maya will come to an end. They show a toy of Hatamtai, bead in the mouth. When the bead is put in the mouth, Maya runs away. As soon as you remove the bead from the mouth, Maya comes. The father explains, "Children, consider yourselves to be souls, brothers. If there are no bodies, where would your vision go? You have to make this much effort. You continue to make effort every cycle. You make your fortune by making effort." The father tells you children the main thing. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your father. Only you can know these things. Although they speak of God, the father, and of us being brothers, they don't actually believe it. They sing, "The bestower of salvation for all is one Ram. Only the one father gives everyone happiness. Ram would not be called Baba. One Baba is a bodily being and the other one is the one who is bodiless. At first, you are bodiless and you then become bodily beings. First, we stay with Baba and then we go to our physical bodily fathers to play our parts. All of these matters are spiritual. You have to forget that worldly physical education. You have the whole cycle in your intellects. It is now the confluence age. We now have to go to the new world. The old world has to end. In order to go to the new world, you now definitely have to imbibe divine virtues. You have to become pure. You also definitely have to remember the Father, and you have to remember Him fully so that all your sins are cut away. The Father says, "Remember me, and you will become pure." This is called the fire of yoga. You have to follow Baba's Srimat. The rest of the world is following the dictates of Ravan. Those directions are based on the vices. These directions are based on being viceless. There are the five vices. First of all, there is arrogance of your body, then lust, anger. People put arrogance as the last one. In fact, arrogance should be first. All the other vices come afterwards. The father explains to you children. He has explained to you many times, cycle after cycle. He explains to you every 5,000 years. Your intellects understand that Baba is making you into theists. That is, he is giving you the knowledge of the creator and creation. This is why he is called the creator. In fact, creation is eternal. But the one who is explaining is the only one who has all the knowledge. The drama is eternally predestined. No one creates it. It is easy to shoot a limited drama film. This is a big unlimited drama. This is an eternal predestined drama that has been shot. There cannot be the slightest difference in this drama. The cycle of this unlimited drama continues to turn. We become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan and then Tamopradhan from Satopradhan. The main thing is still purity. There is so much happiness in the pure world, whereas there is so much sorrow in the impure world. Only your intellects know the secret of there being the land of happiness for half a cycle and the land of sorrow for half a cycle. No one else knows this. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharna. 1. In order to become free from wrong thoughts, connect your intellect in yoga to the home, beyond the limited and the unlimited. In order to end body conscious vision, practice firmly, we souls are brothers. 2. Donate the imperishable jewels of knowledge. In order to make your intellect golden, pure, remove it from everywhere else and connect it to the One Father. Blessing. May you hand yourself over to the Father and become double light by surrendering yourself with your intellect. Give your responsibilities to the Father and hand yourself over to the Father. That is, give all your burdens to the Father, and you will then become double light. Surrender yourself with your intellect, and nothing else will come into your intellect. Simply, everything belongs to the Father. Everything is in the Father. Nothing else remains. Since nothing else remains, where would your intellect go? Simply to One Father, the one path of remembrance. Then, by following this path, you will easily reach your destination. Slogan: Only those who sit on the throne of stability and play their parts as detached observers are elevated actors. Acha, Om Shanti.